Awesome. Hey, so we're going to take a look at our fifth value this week that we've been looking over the last 4 or 5 weeks. We have been looking at our values. And just a quick recap of those values. Week one, we looked at we value belonging. We value belonging, a place where people belong and feel connected and develop life-giving relationships. That's one of our values here at Church Out. A second one here is we value His presence, an environment where people can encounter God. We looked at we value authenticity. We desire to serve God and people with a genuine passion and love. Last week we had Mike Burrows and he touched on we value the gospel. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And our last value that we're going to look at this morning is we value purpose. We value purpose. We move forward in faith, serving kingdom purpose. Serving kingdom purpose. But before we continue, let's play a wee game. Let's make church interactive, hey? And let's play a game that I like to call Name That Object. And if I had some retro 70s game show music, I would have played it right then. So you can just imagine that in your head going around. But I'm going to put some images up, and I just want you to, as soon as you see it, yell out exactly what that object is. I can't make it any more simpler than that, okay? So we ready? Okay, Darren's ready. Are you the rest of you? Are you ready? All right, here we go. Ready? Okay, good. Okay. Right. Awesome. Hey, level two. You guys are doing really good. I thought this would be a lot harder, but we're up to level two. So you're right. You're ready? We're going to continue. Ready? Take a big breath. Yell it out real loud. Ready? Cool, that's the game over. Thank you very much for playing. And we'll go to an ad break and have a word from our sponsors. Boeing. A boat is designed to float. And a plane is designed to fly in the air. Now, I often wonder, four of us went to the Philippines this year, and although I don't mind the flying process to some extent, it baffles me that a plane of that size, a plane of that weight carrying all those people, stays up in the air. Like it does my head in, because I could take this bit of paper and go, well, this paper is technically lighter than the plane. And so this should float in the air. And when I throw it up, it doesn't. Yet a plane carrying all its weight and all the people can just float thousands of kilometers above the sky. Hey? Well, you know, you get the picture. You get the picture. We'll go feet then. All right, we'll use feet. And it baffles me that a boat that, again, on different magnitudes in size, but still the same principle, even though its weight and everything should work against it, Because if I was to take a tiny pebble, which is a fraction of the weight of a boat, and throw that into the water, that itself will sink. Yet we can put these big things on the water and it floats. Like, to me, that's mind-boggling. See, what the boat does when it floats is its purpose. And you can't design without purpose. You can't design without purpose. The same as a plane, you can't design without purpose. If I went to, let's say our Naval Academy came to me and said, "Jono, we want you to build a boat." And I'd be like, "Sweet, I can do that. I can build a boat." And if I asked no other questions, I can guarantee you this: what I would build and what I would give back to them would not be fit for purpose. If a ship liner came to me, or a ship cruising company came to me and said, "We want you to build a boat," I'd go, "I can do that." And if I built a boat and returned it to them, I can guarantee you this: the boat that I would give back to them would not be fit for purpose. Because I'm unaware of what purpose it was for. You see, you can have all the shipbuilders and designers in one building and say, "Build me a boat." But one of the questions I would suggest that they would ask you is, well, what is the purpose of the boat? Or the plane people that sit in a room drinking coffee, coming up with ideas of planes and sketching and building, and Boeing went to them and said, "Look, we want you to build a plane." I'm pretty sure one of their questions would be, well, what is the purpose? What is the purpose? Because the design and the purpose go hand in hand. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Design and purpose go hand in hand, because if you don't know the purpose, you don't know what you're building. You see, if we were to submit a love boat, a luxury liner, and say, "Well, here's a boat," and we go, "Well, let's just put this in the water. This will work. It's a boat." Its purpose doesn't meet the need, because its purpose is not for that. Its purpose is for luxury lining. Its purpose is for cruising around islands. Its purpose is for, so it's designed with that intention. It's designed with that in mind. So that looks very different to a warship, which is designed for battle, which is designed for and built with war in mind. The two look very different, even though they are actually still operate on the same principle. Their purpose is different. And because their purpose is different, the way they outwork and the way they are built looks different to one another. You see, the definition of purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. And I would suggest to you that since the dawn of time, since the beginning of earth, since God put man on the land, one of the most asked questions we have asked is, well, what is our purpose? Why am I here? Why am I here? If you were to do a Google search, if you were to ask any person, I would suggest to you that at any point in their life, they probably would have asked the simple question, why am I here? What is my purpose? You see, we value purpose. We move forward in faith, serving kingdom purpose. But what is the purpose of the church? What is the purpose of the church? Why does the church exist? And when I say what is the purpose of the church, I'm not just talking about our Sunday expression, because church is so much more than just this. So what is the purpose of the church? Well, the purpose of the church is the exaltation of God. It's the edification of the saints, and it's for the evangelization of the world. The purpose of the church is for the exaltation of God. God has called us to live for the praise of His glory. We are here to glorify and know the God who created us. In essence, our hope in Christ and the transformation that follows are meant to showcase God's incredible grace and love. We are here to showcase Him. As you walk through your daily life, as you go to work, as you go to school, do you showcase the fullness of God? Do you showcase everything of who God is, so that when you are walking around, people see God because they look at you and you are showcasing, you are bringing glory to Him through your words, through the way you act, through who you are? The purpose of the church is the exaltation of God. The purpose of church is for the edification of the saints. The purpose of the church is to build us up. Paul himself says he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Church exists for the building up of the saints. Church exists so that we can live in community and encourage one another. The church exists so that we can live in community and be there and support one another when we may be in a valley time. The church exists so that we can build up and edify each other in the teaching of the word, the building us up in our knowledge of who God is. That's why the church exists. That's why we exist. That's the purpose of the church. And the purpose of the church is the evangelization of the world. The evangelization of the world. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you to do. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The evangelization of the world, the seeking and saving of the lost. The purpose of the church is to reach the lost. The purpose of the church is to reach out to those who do not know him. That's the purpose. And all those three purposes operate in balance with each other. That's why on Sundays in our Sunday expression, we say, look, bring your unsaved friends, bring those who do not know God into the house so that the gospel message will be preached. That's why we say, go out into the streets, go to your friends, go to your schools, go to your work colleagues, share your story. If you've been on the Zoom meetings we've been having with Andrew Cannon about sharing our faith, sharing the gospel message with those around us. This week, he spoke about our stories that we have, the testimonies that we have, and how that is the most powerful thing that we have when we are sharing with one another, because we can bring our story, our personal story, to them. And you'll often find that you'll be in places where your story can reach someone else. You might be in Pack and Save. You might be in a group of friends, and one of them is sharing how they've got pain in their back, and part of your story, part of your testimony is how God healed you. And so we can use that story and that testimony to say, hey, well, you know what? I kind of had a similar thing. And as a Christian, I believe that God heals, and my back, I had received prayer for it, and now it's healed. And what I would like to do is, would you mind if I prayed for you? Because I believe the God that healed my back can heal your back. And you step outside, and so we reach those around us. We build up the saints. You know, if you have taken advantage of our teaching nights that we have once a month, where we look into the Word of God and we study the Word of God and we teach. Or if you've been involved in our Zoom meetings where we have Andrew Cannon teach us. See, we have teaching opportunities where we can build up and edify each other and us as saints. If you're a part of a life group, then on a weekly basis, you get to build up with others around you and do life together and do community together through purpose. So as a value, not only do we value individual purpose, but we move forward with a corporate purpose. We move forward with a corporate purpose. We are not going to be a church that just sits still. We're not a church that's just going to sit and just stay. We are a church that is going to keep pushing forward in purpose, keep pushing forward in kingdom principles, keep pushing forward in our city with a purpose, with a purpose. See, part of our vision, part of our vision as a church, as part of who we are, is we want to be a church that plants congregations around the community. Which is why over the next wee while, you're going to hear a lot more about this. And you would have seen, if you've been on social media, maybe a bit more about this, and you would have heard us talking a bit more about this. Well, what is this? Well, this is a plant. This is a plant. As eldership, we decided, well, God has called us to be a church that plants congregations, so we can either sit and we can continue to talk about how God has called us to be a church that plants congregations, or we can go, well, let's just plant a congregation. And so July 21st, we're launching our first service in Waikiki, in the Donovan Primary School. We're going to plant in an area of Invercargill that's not highly represented with churches. That's not highly represented with congregations. And so we're going to plant. And what you might say, well, what does that mean? Well, when people ask me and have talked to me about, well, you know, what? Tell me about this plant, I just simply say this, well, this is a very grassroots, a very agricultural church plant. And what I mean by that is there is nothing there. There is nothing there. There is a field. There is a field that needs plowed. There is a field that needs dug over. There is a field that needs some hard work put in. There is a field that needs seeds planted, and there is a field that needs harvested. Well, I'd like to be a part of that. Good. Bring a spade, not a deck chair. Because if you want to bring a deck chair, can I say this with absolute grace? Stay here. Stay here. Be part of this congregation. Because that congregation, we just need people who will bring spades and forks and rakes. And those who just have a heart to look at something that is not there and to establish a work. And that takes hard work. That takes hard work. And that's what we need in this plant. And so this is not about, okay, well, let's just take 50 of us and let's go over that. Well, let's just go around the room and go 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, and all the twos are going there, all the ones are staying here, or let's say, well, let's just chop this part of the worship team off and we'll take half the worship. This is about as grassroots as you can get. And there is something that excites me. I mean, you know, part of growing up with my mother is she would look in the fridge and see a jar of Vegemite, and for some reason in about 30 minutes time you'd have a 3-course meal in front of you out of a glass of Vegemite. She would look at something and there'd be nothing, but she'd be able to create something. And part of that has gone in me where I can look in a fridge and I can see 3 ingredients, but all of a sudden you've got a 3-course meal and I can see nothing, but out of nothing something can be created. And so it excites me to see something where there is nothing and to create something through God. Because God has birthed something within us as a church. And as a church, we are carrying something that looks different to other churches around. And so it's not about splitting the congregation. It's not about taking half and going there. It's about taking a few. And those few carry something. They carry that same kind of spirit within them where let's start something from nothing and let's do that the hard way. Could we do it differently? Yes, we could probably take some worship team. We could probably make it sound good. We could probably make it look good, but we're not. It's grassroots. It'll be YouTube videos more than likely. But I tell you something. Because God has birthed something within us, because God has given us a purpose, because God has given us a design, we know what it is we're going to build, and out of that nothing, there's going to become something, because that is the heart of God. And so you might be sitting here going, yeah, that stirs something within me. Yeah, I could get behind that. So what we're doing in about a week's time and a text message, we need to get on the text messages or the email messages. We're going to send a text. We're going to have a meeting, and the meeting is only for those who have a heart to plant and help be part of the planting team. If you don't, that is awesome, because we've still got a congregation here that needs to grow. We've got a congregation here that needs to build and that. And so we're going to just gather those people, and then the weekend prior to the 21st, we're going to, as a church, as a congregation, we're going to lay hands on that team. We're going to send them out. And then at some given time, we're just going to do it again. And at another given time, we're just going to do it again. And we're going to keep doing it and keep doing it until God tells us to stop doing it. Amen. Because it's purpose. It's purpose. And when you have been given purpose, you know what it is to build. And so we've been given purpose. We've been given purpose into reaching the communities that we live in. Part of our ministries is we have a community care ministries, and part of this is we have a clothing bank. And if you don't know, if you've never seen this clothing bank that we have, we've got a room out at our Otara buildings there that is filled with clothes. And Ange has been busy, when she gets requests, giving bags of clothing away to those in need. This week, you know, she was giving, dropping off food parcels to people. We have an email address, which is community@churchat.nz. Community@churchat.nz. That's what I said, eh? Is it? Yeah, that's what I said. But anyway, again, about reaching community and being specific and being purposeful is that we've approached the school Fernworth, eh? We've approached Fernworth School, and what we're going to do is we're going to uproot our clothing bank, and we're going to do a clothing giveaway based out of Fernworth for the Fernworth School community. For the Fernworth School community, because there is kids out there who have nothing. There are families out there that have nothing, and we've got a room full of stuff, and so we're going to give that stuff and be part of the community. And so Fernworth, we're still working on dates. Is that the 15th of June? So it's a Saturday morning, and more information is coming, but I'd say it's 10 to 12 or 10:30 to 12. We're going to do a barbecue, so we need some people to be on barbecue and cook barbecues. We're going to get all our clothes, and we're going to take them, load them in the trailer. We're going to set up. We're going to advertise it through the school, and we're going to give away clothes and give away sausages and just bless a community, because we've given a purpose. We've got a purpose. We've got a purpose. We are moving forward in purpose. And so if you want to be part of that day, then again, pick up the spade, pick up the fork, and come and join us, because we need people who can pack up clothes and put them in the trailer, then go down and set up. We need people who go, look, I'll be in charge of the barbecues. We'll get the barbecues. We'll sort out that out. We'll get some sausages. We'll do all that. We need all the people to be involved in it. This is not the Love Boat. I am not Captain Steubing. Sarah is not Julie. And yes, I could go through and I could name the entire cast for you if you'd like, because I used to watch it. But this is not the Love Boat. This is a warship. And in a warship, every hand is on deck. In a warship, every person has a job to do. Every person has something to do. We're in a warship with a purpose to win the lost. And so we've got to get out of this Love Boat mentality, where we can stop off at Coca Cabana and walk the streets, have pina coladas, and just enjoy. We're a warship going to battle with a purpose, with a purpose. Our missions has a purpose. Our missions has a purpose. We've got our missions boards coming in. And if you want to support our missions team and what they're doing. You just simply have to take a number, and that number corresponds to the amount that you're saying, look, I could pledge that, I could give that. And you might say, well, I could take three or four of those, and over the next 2 months I could give that, do that. In fact, what I would ask is if on the way out, see, phones are amazing. Take a picture of the board. You see, we love to post everything, what we eat on Facebook. We love to post all the sites we visit on Facebook. But I'm saying to you, take a picture of the board and put it up and say, hey, our church is doing a fundraiser. Would you like to support? Choose a number. Comment below and I'll send you the bank details, the new bank details, the new bank details, the new bank details. So take a picture of the board and put it up on your Facebook page, social media, and because, you know, the stuff that we want to achieve overseas, the Philippines, if you've been on our social media page, our Facebook page, you would have seen the Compassion Co., which is comes out of Brian's church, Pastor Brian and Florence's church, and they reach out into the community, giving food bags into the community. And so as a church, we support them. We financially give to the Compassion Co. I ate balut for the Compassion Co. I ate a one-day-old chicken for the Compassion Co. Purpose. Purpose. Everything we do has purpose. Everything we do must have purpose and grow and build the kingdom. Our vision is to heal and equip and transform our community for His kingdom. We value purpose. We value belonging. We value His presence. We value the gospel. We value authenticity, and we value purpose. That is who we are as a church. Amen. I heard a few chimes going off. People get messages back from people? Yeah? I'm going to invite the worship team to come, and I'm going to have a time of prayer. And so as the worship team begins, I want us to just, you know, those people that came, but how many people got a message back right now from someone?